parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. Investigators have finally released body camera footage in the deadly police shooting of Sonia Massey in Illinois. Our Jim Krasula has details.
The police body camera video is hard to watch and hear.
Shots fired!
The fatal shooting of a 36-year-old black woman in her Springfield, Illinois home by Sangamon County Sheriff's Deputy Sean Grayson, who is white.
Bring EMS now. We got a headshot wounded of a female.
Sonia Massey had called 911 about a possible prowler near her home. The video shows her moving a pot from her kitchen stove and the deputy threatening to shoot her in the head before three shots are fired.
That deputy's now facing murder charges. Democratic support continues rolling in for Vice President Kamala Harris's presidential campaign. And our Ed O'Keefe says she's now got about half the delegates needed to secure the nomination ahead of next month's convention.
Thanks to delegates from North Carolina, South Carolina, Tennessee, New Hampshire, Florida, and a handful of other states expected to say that whenever a roll call is held, they intend to vote en masse for the vice president.
Harris is also putting together a short list of potential running mates that includes several governors.
She is relatively young and strong and vigorous. Donald Trump is old and forgetful, and she's going to be able to make that contrast.
That's North Carolina's Roy Cooper, who was on MSNBC. Earlier today, Michigan's Governor Gretchen Whitmer shut down the possibility of her name as a potential VP pick. The head of Secret Service was in the hot seat today on Capitol Hill testifying about Donald Trump's attempted assassination.
The Secret Service's solemn mission is to protect our nation's leaders. On July 13th, we failed.
Kimberly Cheadle admits the agency identified the rooftop where a sniper took a shot at Trump as a potential security risk days before his rally. Airlines are still catching up days after a worldwide tech outage. Delta, the biggest.
The situation at Delta has prompted a call from Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg to Delta's CEO Ed Bastian, reminding the airline that it has responsibilities to its flyers not only to offer cash refunds if they elect not to travel, but also to reimburse people for hotel stays, for rental cars, for food because of this disruption.
That's CBS's Chris Van Cleve reporting. And not a bad day on Wall Street. Big tech stocks regained some of their sharp drops from last week, and Treasury yields mostly rose in the bond market after President Biden's decision to drop out of the presidential race. The Dow adding 127 points. The NASDAQ was up 280. The S&P also added about 60 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. About 3,300 people in Racine County lost power this afternoon due to a crash on Highway 11 near Menards. The outages were mainly concentrated in Sturtevant. A pickup truck rolled over in Kenosha County Saturday, hitting two telephone poles before coming to a rest on its side. The driver and passenger were helped out and declined medical assistance. Sheriff's Department is investigating. Vice President Kamala Harris, now a presidential candidate, is set to visit Milwaukee tomorrow. The specific locations for her campaign stops have not yet been released. A dispute between Mount Pleasant and Racine over water service approvals is threatening to delay Microsoft's data center project. Leaders are meeting this week in an attempt to resolve the impasse. The hospital in downtown Kenosha will become a 72-bed addiction treatment center. It's scheduled to open next summer and will offer detox and residential care services. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers open training camp without Love. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers held their first practice of training camp today, but with Jordan Love watching, not participating. What's the status of his contract talks with the team? Packers GM Brian Gutekunst.
I think it was Saturday night. You know, they kind of informed us that until we get something done that he would not practice. So unless something gets done here pretty soon, he will not be practicing. This is something we're all working on, and we certainly understand where he's coming from. We'd like him to be out there, but as of now, until we get that resolved, you know, he will not be practicing.
Baseball. The Brewers at Wrigley Field open a three-game series tonight against the Cubs. Craig Counsell not happy with a reporter's question about Christopher Morel.
Looked like he was swinging for the late there. I don't know. What do you think about some of those?
Come on, Jesse. Come on. That's your comment?
Well, yeah, I'm wondering about...
I think that's a bad take.
Why?
That's a bad take. He's swinging for the lake. That's a bad take.
Why is that? Why is that a bad
He's take? Having a good at bat trying to hit the ball hard. It didn't work. The pitcher made a good pitch. He made an out.
That's Craig Counsell with Sports on Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds tonight with storms possible late. Muggy with a low in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, still a few storms, highs near 80. A little cooler and definitely less humid as we look through the rest of the week. Highs from the mid-70s to near 80. Right now, it's 78 degrees.
And we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. It's a gorgeous afternoon. So if you're just getting out of work and maybe heading home, get out and enjoy the rest of this afternoon. Here's Three Dog Night and One on WRJN.
One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one. No is the saddest experience you'll ever know. Yes, it's the saddest experience you'll ever know. 'Cause one is the loneliest number that you. No good anymore since you went away. Now I spend my time just making rhymes of yesterday. We'll be right back.
Radio Park to Main Street Bridge. Local news and timeless hits.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Did you go to the Racine Concert Band concert last night at the Racine Zoo? Jeannie Hatfield, former Miss Racine, former Miss Wisconsin, joined the concert band last night.
When the
Check out the Racine Concert Band each Sunday night through August 11th at the Band Shell at the Racine Zoo. I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Craving a delicious bite that'll make your tail wag with joy? Dogs and Cream has the hot dog game on lock. Whether you have a hankering for a Chicago dog, a pretzel dog, or any other gourmet frank, Dogs and Cream is happiness on a bun. Made to order, ensuring each bite is delectable perfection. Make sure you save room for this sweet companion, velvety soft serve custard that'll melt your troubles away. Delicious. Smiles are our specialty at Dogs and Cream, located at 2721 Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Enhance the life of your loved one this summer with EZ Mobility Solutions in Racine. Give them a gift of a new Pride Mobility Scooter, Go-Go, Jazzy Carbon, or Viva Lift Power Lift Chair. Designed for ultimate comfort and convenience, test drive a Pride and never pay MSRP. Lightweight, durable, portable, and affordable, Pride Mobility and the team at EZ Mobility Solutions, dedicated to helping you regain your freedom. Visit their showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Delta Dental is proud to sponsor Family Sundays at Halfer Field. Play catch on the field on Sundays from 10:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. prior to Brewers' regular season home games. Admission is free.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Are you a veteran who needs assistance? Do you know a veteran who needs help? The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs is here for Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. We can help connect veterans with services such as medical care, financial and legal assistance, housing, mental health services, substance use treatment, and more. For more information, please visit wisvets.com. That's wisvets.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, with funding provided by the Milwaukee Brewers and the Brewers Community Foundation.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Fools rushing, but I can't help falling in love.
Local News and Timeless Hits are back on WRJN. Be sure to tell a friend and tell that same friend they can save 30% or more if they go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab. Save on local food, merchandise, and services at WRJN.com.
It's getting to the point where I'm no fun anymore.
I am sorry.
Sometimes it hurts so badly I must cry out loud.
I am lonely.
I am yours. You are mine. You are what you are. You make it hard. Remember what we've said and done and felt about each other. Don't let the past remind us of what we are not now.
I am not grieving.
I am yours. You are mine. You are what you are. You make it hard.
Tearing yourself away from me now, you are free, and I am crying. This does not mean I don't love you, I do, that's forever, yes, and for always.
I am yours, you are mine, you are what you are. You make it hard. Something inside is telling me that I've got your secret.
Are you still listening?
Here is the lock and left of the key to your heart.
And I love you.
I am yours, you are mine, you are what you are. You make it hard, and you make it hard, and you make it hard, and you make it hard.
chestnut brown canary to be throated sparrow. Sing the song, don't be long, drill me to the voices of the angel ring around the moonlight, asking me, said she's so free, how can you catch the sparrow? Lacey lilting
punch.
For 97 years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits, too. Let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. We start with Wisconsin's reaction to President Biden's announcement he's leaving the race. Senator Tammy Baldwin made her first statement about the situation since speculation about Biden's future began.
He also promised to be a bridge to the next generation. And we're seeing that transpire in real time before our very eyes.
Baldwin at a campaign rally yesterday in Stoughton. More reaction, Wisconsin Democratic Party Chair Ben Wickler says President Biden will be remembered by history as one of our nation's greatest presidents. Republican U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde says for years, Democrats have hidden the truth behind Joe Biden's condition. They were more focused on holding on to power than solving the problems our nation faces. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. About 3,300 people in Racine County were out of power at the peak. Amy Johns with We Energy says it was connected to a crash on Highway 11 near Menards. We're working on learning more about that crash. Police had shut the road down for a while. Most of the outages were concentrated in Sturtevant. A blue Ram pickup truck rolled over in Kenosha County Saturday night. It happened along Highway 142 in the town of Brighton. The truck ended up hitting two telephone poles before coming to a rest on its side. The driver and passenger were helped out of the vehicle by witnesses and declined medical treatment. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Department is investigating the cause. Vice President Kamala Harris is set to visit Milwaukee tomorrow, now as a presidential candidate. Despite her change in status, Harris's office has said that there are no changes to the planned visit. The specific locations for her campaign stops have not yet been released. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
WRJN weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds tonight with storms possible late. Muggy with a low in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, still a few storms, highs near 80. A little cooler and definitely less humid as we look through the rest of the week. Highs from the mid-70s to near 80. Right now, it's 78 degrees.
We'll be right back.
Local news, timeless hits, and the Milwaukee Brewers, the perfect soundtrack to summer. We've got Brewers baseball coming up tonight. They're in Chicago to take on the Cubs. Pregame about 6:30 or so. First pitch at about 7:05 on WRJN.
She sits on the dock, fishing in the water, I don't know her name, she's a fisherman's daughter, free. Thank you.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Let's talk about the mamas and the papas for a second here. Now, they were awaiting the release of California Dreaming, and when they were doing that, band member Denny Dougherty was prodding songwriter John Phillips to come up with some new material. Phillips said he would come back the next morning with a song with universal appeal, and he did. It was all about that lousy feeling that comes with the end of the weekend and the beginning of another work week. It's Monday, Monday. It's the Mamas and the Papas on WRJN.
Stay. Oh, Monday, Monday.
News and Timeless Hits on WRJN. A love-struck man in Germany tried to impress his girlfriend. How? By laying out hundreds of candles in the shape of a heart and spelling out the words, "You set my heart on fire." Now, I bet you can see where this is going. Unfortunately, what he set on fire was his house.
First impressions might be worth a second chance in the musical romantic comedy First Date as it continues this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. Blind date newbie Aaron and serial dater Casey enter the hilariously exhausting ritual through the ups and downs of a first date. Awkward flirting and humiliating mishaps are accompanied by an ever-rotating cast of characters from both their pasts and possible futures. Will it be a dating disaster or something that will last? Call the box office at 262-633-4218 or visit racinetheater.org for showtimes and tickets.
Hey folks, how you doing? It's me, Charlie Behrens, and I want to let you know that I'm coming to the Wisconsin State Fair main stage presented by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. We got tickets on sale over at WIStateFair.com, and I'm bringing free brandy for everyone. Unless for some reason I can't, then, you know, sorry in advance. Anyways, I will see you at the Wisconsin State Fair presented by U.S. Cellular on August 8th. Real good. Bye-bye now.
Hi, I'm Cesar Milan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their joints are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high-meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/dogs or text DOGS to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Dr. Marty Pets.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm going to bust a myth about credit scores. Going online to check your score does not hurt it or lower it. A recent Capital One survey found that 1 in 4 people thought this was true. It is not true. In fact, it's less true than ever. We used to only be able to get free copies of our credit report once a year, but now the credit bureaus have to give us a free report every week if we want one. You can go to their website, annualcreditreport.com, and you can check yours. Now, applying for a bunch of credit accounts at the same time, that can lower your score, but just checking it weekly, totally okay to do. Now, I'm not saying to go crazy and track every single up and down movement of your credit score, but it is your score, and you do have a right to know what it is. That was today's Work Money Minute. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
show.
So come on and hold me tight. You move me.
The CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks.
Hey, Delaware!
Vice President Kamala Harris just hit the stage in Delaware, where she's been meeting with her presidential campaign staff. President Biden passing the baton by phone.
The name has changed at the top of the ticket, but the mission hasn't changed at all. And by the way, I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to be out there in the campaign with her.